show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, internet. Hello, podcasters. It is Cliffo and no Gabby. For the start of this week, at least, Gabby is out. She has the spicy cough. It was going to take one of us eventually. She's the first to fall. So Gabby will be not here for probably the start of the week, Monday. So today-ish, if you're listening to day of release of this podcast, Tuesday, she's probably going to be out as well too. Hopefully back on board at the end of the week, just doing the show from home. Even though she wasn't here, still a killer podcast coming up with Kerr Smith today from this show, Dawson's Creek. Man, this show, I remember it so well. Dawson with that big Jurassic Park poster on his bedroom wall. Katie Holmes, Michelle Williams, just a star maker, Dawson's Creek. Kerr was one of the OGs on the show, so we'll catch up with him. A full election breakdown with Channel 7's Taylor Aitken. And, oh, can I just play this? Hold on, let me find it. This is a woman named Faith. She's 24 years old, and she's from Ipswich in Queensland. How is that for a voice? Belting out Celine Dion in the blinds on The Voice. Faith has made it through to the grand final of The Voice. So that is on this Sunday. And she's our only Queenslander in there. So all the details on how you can vote for Faith coming up soon on the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
Kerr Smith is best known for his role as Jack McPhee from Dawson's Creek.
Hi, I'm Jack.
Can I help you?
Andy's brother.
Jack was the first openly gay character to have an on-screen gay kiss on US television.
Ask me if I'm gay.
You are not gay.
Yes, I am.
Kerr Smith joins Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday right now.
Joining us from Park City in Utah in the USA, of course, Kerr Smith. Good morning. Welcome to Australian radio, sir.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Dawson's Creek was such a pivotal part of a lot of our teenage years. It was an amazing thing to watch on our tellies because it went places not many other shows went. You, of course, played Jack, who was an interesting character. What are some of your memories from being on the show?
I remember I had just moved out to Los Angeles and I got this job. And of course I had to go across the country we shot it in Wilmington, North Carolina. So I moved back to the East Coast 2 months after I moved out there. And it kind of changed my life. I mean, it was crazy. I remember having a conversation with Josh Jackson and after a couple months into the job and he said, dude, get ready. Your life is about to change. Yeah. And sure enough, he was right. I mean, a couple months later, you couldn't even walk down the street.
He was famous from a young age too, with the Mighty Ducks and all that. So you played Jack McPhee, like Gabby said, and Jack was one of the first men on international TV to have a same-sex kiss with another man. And it was really revolutionary stuff. It was breakthrough stuff because up until that point, like if a homosexual character was on TV, it was very Will and Grace. It was very much set up. It was very much a comedic kind of character. But Jack wasn't that way at all. Jack actually broke barriers.
Yeah, no, you're right. We were the first to attempt a gay character in a primetime serious situation. Because you're right, it was all comedy before that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I remember Kevin Williamson telling me he really had to fight, the network and the studio to get this done, but it was something that he really wanted to do because at the time he was not out of the closet. So he wanted to kind of, tell the world with Jack, because every character on Dawson's Creek really is a part of his personality, and obviously Jack represented his sexuality. So, yeah, we definitely broke some barriers back then, and I got to be honest, pretty proud of it, too, because, on TV now, it's whatever. I mean, it's everywhere. You have a gay character on every single show and no big deal, right? Back then it was a big deal. And that's kind of what we were going after. We wanted everybody to accept people for who they are, no matter, what their preference was. And I think we've gotten to that stage.
You should be proud of it.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
I just think how many, even down here in Australia, like how many kids are in the closet, like, watching the show, don't know how to come out. Like to see that, it really would have paved the way.
Mm.
For real people struggling with their sexuality, Kerr.
Yeah, I get, I mean, I get emails and, you know, stuff on Instagram and all the time on things like that and how the character affected their lives. And I remember reading, you know, back in the day when we had fan mail before the internet, I would read some of this mail and kids were saying, thank you so much for doing this. I got so inspired after this episode, I think it was 207, when Jack comes out to his father. I walked into the next room and told my parents that, you know, I was feeling the same way.
Wow.
Very scary as an actor to, you know, all of a sudden you're like, wow, this is pretty big responsibility. So it kind of scared me a little bit, but at the same time, I knew we were helping a lot of people.
Yeah, something you should definitely be proud of and something you would have been nervous going into, that's for sure. Was everyone else really supportive on set of all of the different themes around the homosexual character?
On set, absolutely. I mean, everybody on the show was on board. I remember when Kevin actually asked me to do it because, you know, when I got hired, guys, I was hired to create a love triangle between Joey, Dawson, and Jack.
Yeah.
And the character was straight. So it wasn't until like 3 or 4 months into the job, I remember Kevin coming down to Wilmington, North Carolina, and said, hey, you want to get a cup of coffee? I said, sure. And I felt like something was up. And that's when he said, look, we want to go down a different avenue with Jack. And I'm like, oh, man, here we go. So I felt it coming. But I'm glad I made the decision to do it. And, yeah, like you said, everybody was on board. It just turned out to be a really great experience for all of us.
Kerr Smith from Dawson's Creek, were you the oldest actor on set to portray a high school kid?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was, believe it or not, I was 27 when I got hired, and I was working, you know, pretty much all the time with Michelle Williams, who was 16 at the time.
That is, yeah, but it was so common back then, though, to have the older actors. Like, you look at Grease.
There's so many of those.
Do you keep in contact with anyone from Dawson's Creek now?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Katie and I talk every once in a while, and Meredith and James. I don't speak to Josh or Michelle too much anymore, but, yeah, we've kept in contact.
Michelle Williams, Joshua Jackson, James Vanderbeek, Katie Holmes, yourself, like... It was a huge, I mean, back then, I guess it was sort of a first break for a lot of you guys, but all of you guys are going on to do so much stuff in the world of film and television. It must be incredible to think back with your humble beginnings.
It really does. You know, we had a chance to do that a couple of years back when we did that spread in, I think it was Entertainment Weekly, if I remember correctly. And it was the first time we'd seen each other, you know, in probably 18 years. So it was... It's really cool to reminisce and talk about all the good times and where everybody's gone and done. And it's just been quite a ride, you guys. Really fun.
You might have a bit of insight into this. Any chance Joshua Jackson's going to go back to the Mighty Ducks TV series on Disney Plus?
I didn't even know there was a Mighty Ducks TV series.
Can you call him and ask?
Can you please beg him to do it?
Knowing Josh, he loved the Mighty Ducks. He used to talk about it all the time when we worked together. So. Maybe.
Kerr Smith, it was such an important television series for like people of mine and Gabby's generation who grew up in the late 90s and the early noughties. It was really important, like appointment television, Dawson's Creek, and it broke so many barriers. You were such a big part of that. Kerr Smith, who played Jack McPhee in Dawson's Creek, thank you for the stroll down memory lane this morning, Kerr.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to say hi.
And a thing happened on the weekend. Probably cast a vote, maybe had a democracy sausage, best part, let's be honest. And a new Prime Minister was elected, Anthony Albanese, the new PM of Australia. It's just been a huge 48 hours, like across the weekend, to sort of break it down for us. We've got 7 News political reporter Taylor Aitken on the phone. Taylor, morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, we're all across the news by now. Albo is in, ScoMo is out. What happens now? Like from a point of view of actually getting Albo instated as the Prime Minister, where do we go from here, Taylor?
So it's certainly he's going to be hitting the ground running. He has just left his house in Sydney. He's just boarded a flight to Canberra, where he will then go to Government House and be sworn in as Prime Minister. This is quite a quick turnaround, but that's because he needs to fly to Tokyo a little bit later tonight, where he will then attend the Quad meeting, which is a partnership between Australia, US, Japan and India as a security arrangement. So hitting the ground running, and it'll be go time for Albo.
It's just sort of strange, isn't it? Like our new deputy PM becomes acting PM pretty much straight away off the bat because he's got to get to this meeting overseas. What does all this mean for Scott Morrison? Does he have time now to like pack up and move out of the lodge and out of Kirribilli? Like, is that a thing, or is he gone already, or how's all that work?
So it is pretty brutal. They will clean out their offices or get their staff to clean out their offices this week. There is no timeline yet about when he will move out of the lodge or Kirribilli, but I would expect it to be sometime this week. So they'll be getting the moving vans in, getting the boxes in, and ScoMo heads back to the Shire.
Yeah. Oh, it's so brutal, isn't it? That's the world of politics, though. Let's go back to Saturday night into what was inevitably early Sunday morning. This is a little bit of Albo's, I guess, acceptance speech, talking about his humble beginnings.
I hope there are families in public housing watching this tonight. Because I want every parent to be able to tell their child, no matter where you live or where you come from, in Australia, the doors of opportunity are open to us all.
I actually really like that because I don't think there's a lot of countries in the Western world where you can come from essentially nothing and then hold the highest office in the land. But what do we know about Albo? What kind of prime minister do we think he's going to be, Taylor?
Well, he certainly campaigned on a platform of coming from public housing. He grew up with a single mum. He didn't know his dad. He didn't meet his dad until much later in life. And he really wants to use his personal story as the way he will govern. Yeah. His tagline is "No one left behind," and I think he will certainly try and instill that in his role as Prime Minister. He has set a very cracking agenda, even for his first year.
Can you confirm Jimmy Barnes gave him a call at 3:30 on Sunday morning?
I can confirm. He did give him a call. I think that they said that they were having a few drinks after he gave that speech. Albo didn't answer the call. He did reply with a message. And, you know, from the working class man, he was full of praise.
God, who lets Barnsley go to message bank? You pick up that call, don't you?
Well, exactly. Although I have a feeling Albo might not have had his phone on him
probably
that night. I can imagine it was blowing up.
He's the Prime Minister now. He's got people to take his calls.
He's got people.
Look, it's been an absolutely huge 6 weeks leading up to this huge weekend. Of course, Taylor Aitken from Channel 7. I hope you have some holidays coming up, mate. Thank you for the breakdown and thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you. I think it'll be busy for the next little bit, so holidays might have to wait for a little bit, but we'll get there.
You've earned them when they come, mate. Thanks, Taylor. The Voice is absolutely killing it on Channel 7 right now. It was the semi-finals last night. That means it's the grand final this coming Sunday night, and we only have one Queenslander left in the competition. She is absolutely incredible. Her name is Faith Sorsene, and she is on the phone right now. Hello, Faith. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning and hello.
Hi, you must be so happy, mate, through to The Voice Grand Final. Congratulations. On behalf of the state, mate, you're the only Queenslander left standing, so congratulations.
Thanks, mate. I can't believe it. We have a Queenslander in The Voice.
We have a Queenslander in The Voice Grand Final. I'll tell everyone how they can vote for you really, really soon. But before we do that, I want to go back to how this sort of started for you, Faith, on TV. This is a bit of your blind audition singing a Celine Dion classic. Have a listen. Now, confession time, Faith. I'm a crier. That performance, I watched it on YouTube this morning before the show. I was a mess, mate. That was incredible.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry you were a mess. the ads for everyone.
You had all four coaches spin around, but you did pick Jessica Mowboy to be your mentor on the show. Why did you feel an attraction to go with Jess?
Yeah, I just felt there was such a similarities in our stories and growing up, and she just really fought for me in that sense of just trying to resonate with me. So I really felt that, and that's why I decided to go with her.
How did it all start for you? Like, I went back to the start of the show there, but how did this whole musical journey start for you? Like, were you really, really young when music became a big part of your life?
Yeah, so I was around 6 or 7 years old, and I was like, my mum was hanging out the washing, and then I think I just was singing like a normal song. And then she ran in and she was like, "Who was that?" And my older siblings were like, "That was Faith." And then she was like, "Oh, well, then you're in the choir now." So she was like, "Well, you can do that now." I was like, "Okay, thanks."
So you've got other siblings. Like, are you a big musical family, like the Von Trapps in The Sound of Music, or is it just you?
Yes, we're like the Brown Von Trapp. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So you're one of many in the family. And, of course, there's $100,000 on the line.
Oh, yes.
Like, let's not skip over that little point. There's $100,000 on the line, and it's down to you and three others. You could potentially be $100,000 richer. You're only 24 years old. What a kickstart to life or to adulthood.
Right. When I become an adult, yeah. I can't believe that that's just at the tip of our fingers at the moment. It's so crazy to think that. I would have never guessed that that would be happening last year. So, you know, I can't believe there's a chance to have that.
Yeah. Well, we need all of Queensland to get behind you. Voting is open now, and you can vote right through until the grand final show next Sunday. You got to text the word FAITH to 0417 779 677. And don't miss the grand finale Sunday, May 29, this coming Sunday, 7 p.m. on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Yes. Faith, thank you so much for representing Queensland, the last Queenslander standing in The Voice. Big love. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I can't wait to represent Queensland. Let's go.
Represent. Woo. Let's do this.
Download the KFC app for exclusive deals. Shut up and take my money. Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder on Hit.
It's a couple of weeks away. Game one in Sydney at a Coors Stadium, June 8. You could be there. We could be flying you there, putting a roof over your head, giving you tickets to the game, a couple of Maroons jerseys and a KFC feed and merch pack as well. It's all included. But you got to commentate a day in the life of Cliffo and Gabby on Facebook. Film yourself commentating it and upload it at hit.com.au. So just for context, the day in the life of video is me cutting myself, Gabby going crazy in the office for free coffee, me tripping over, taking the wheelie bin out, and then Gabby arriving home to a really excited puppy dog, Bear the Chihuahua. Okay, so that's what you got to commentate, and a guy named Merv has done that. The video later today at our socials. But for now, have a listen to Merv and his entry for Cliffo and Gabby's Origin Intruder.
And we're underway here at the biggest game of the year, the state of Origin. And Cliffo, always taken a hit already, the big fella. He's been hit in the gurgler. He's off to the blood bin. And Gabby, here she comes running down the sideline. She's making a run for it. Look out, she's hit the water boy. Pushed him over the line. Oh, and it's back to Cliffo. The big fella, he's been taken out. Oh, no, they've gone upstairs. They're having a look. Oh, he's been coat hanging. Oh, no, Cliffo. And it's back to Gabby. And she runs through the line. Oh, and she's over. And the cheerleaders, they're going crazy. It's a try, try, try.
Merv. Bloody Cliffo. Fantastic effort there, mate. I love that.
Yeah, it was pretty good, eh?
That was a good one, mate. I swear, if I watch the video very closely, I can see a vein on your forehead, and it's red, and it looks like it's about to burst.
Yeah, no, I had a fair crack at it. I really got into that one, so yeah.
It was fantastic. And you had a bit of a, like, if you listen closely, you had a bit of a support crew there.
I had my 10-year-old daughter there.
I was going to say, it sounded like a little girl laugh.
Yeah, she was my number one supporter for this and pushed me all the way to do it.
Great.
So without her, I wouldn't be on top of the ladder.
Well, maybe you are on top of the ladder. You're definitely very very confident sounding there. What's your daughter's name?
Annabelle.
Good on you, Annabelle. What a sweetheart. Hey, mate, you could be there. State of Origin, game one. It's in 2 weeks and 2 days. Thanks for being part of Origin Intruder.
Oh, it's great, mate. I'm glad to be a part of it. And come on, Queensland.
Good on you, mate. And keep those entries coming through. It's got to end at the end of this week. All the details at our website, hit.com.au. Download the KFC app for exclusive offers. Shut up and take my money. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Tuesday, May 24. It's worth $1,000 cash. And your free answer for tomorrow's game of Alpha Bucks is dentist. The dreaded dentist. Not my favourite place in the world to visit. I've got a lovely dentist, but still, don't like that drill. Dentist, your free answer for Alpha Bucks for tomorrow, Tuesday, May 24th on HIT. The HIT Breakfast Show.